the show here traveled the same steps that you had and had the same type of problems, and we've overcome them now, and we're boring is what we are now.
No. No, we're more exciting. You're more to life. You're more into your real life of who you are as an individual more than anything.
But you can remember those days when you thought it was cool.
Well, we all do. You know, we all go down different journeys, you know, and it's a matter of, you know, being able to recoup and come back and understand, you know, your real purpose in life, you know, and you find your purpose.
Yeah, I didn't know too, guys, that you were from. Obviously, that's why you're calling in, because of the documentary, the Harvard Park documentary in L.A. I don't know why I was thinking you were an East Coast guy for some reason.
Well, because I played so much on.
I guess
show,
so.
But,
yeah.
But I'm definitely calling in about the film of Harvard Park and me and Eric Davis, you know, inner city and you know, trying to revive, you know, the meaning of actually BET is putting it out on the day of Jackie Robinson Day. You know, to revive, you know, inner city and every, you know, for me, the film is about every player of every color should understand who Jackie Robinson is. I think they've gotten away from it, and you know, every player, you know, of color, you know, need to know there's no entitlement of being in the big leagues. You know, there's a history behind why you're putting on and representing, you know, a major league team. You know, because of, you know, Jackie Robinson, what he stood for, and you know, the things that he brought, you know, to the table. And it's him, you know, it's him. There's no Daryl Strawberry, there's no Eric Davis, there's no player of color if it wasn't for Jackie Robinson.
What is Harvard Park? For those who don't know, never heard of Harvard Park, what is that?
Harvard Park is a place in South Central LA where me and Eric Davis grew up, and we started this program, and we ran this program for about 12 or 13 years. Every day of going there from January 1st, starting at 12 o'clock, every day going into the inner city of the ghettos in the middle of Crips and Bloods, split between the middle, and prostitution and drugs selling all around this area. And we went there and we developed a program, and we went there and brought inspiration and hope to the community. And everybody said, well, why would you go there? You're million-dollar baseball players, and, you know, why would you come there? Because we played here. We grew up here. This is home. And we wanted people to know that we care about our community. We care about, you know, we care about the kids running around here. We care about the gangs. We want you guys to know you don't have to kill each other. You know, you can use the energy of purpose for your life, and that's what it was for me and Eric. We used the energy of purpose to show them that they, you know, if you find purpose, you can make it. And when you see the film, you'll understand from all the players that came down there and that were Major League Baseball players.
Okay, you're Daryl Strawberry. He's Eric Davis, very successful baseball players. When you approach this whole idea, the community, did you find any resistance, anybody that was like telling you, get out of here?
No, they loved us because they saw we were real. You know, that was the whole part of Harvard Park. We never dreamed of Harvard Park becoming into a film, you know, but somebody discovered it and said, you know, you should have saw what these guys were doing, and nobody has never done nothing like this. We did it because we loved our community. We did it because we love the fact that, you know, the gangsters were over here, the Bloods were on the side, and Chris were on the other side, and we wanted them to know it doesn't matter, you know, your life is not about a color, a blue rag or a red rag, you know, because I got a blue uniform on and Eric got a red uniform on.
He plays
in Cincinnati. So we had to show them, you know, what this is all about, you know, and that's what we were able to do. We were able to show these young kids around here and these girls running around here and these homeless people running around here that didn't have nothing, that they can come up to this park every day, and if they needed something, we would give it to them. If they needed some food, we would buy them food. You know, we wanted to show them the real true love of meaning of what love is all about. You know, because we didn't get too big because we got successful. We felt like we owed it to our community to see that you can come out of here and you can achieve.
Well, you obviously have reached an emotional high or gotten an emotional high from this. What was the lowest point in Daryl Strawberry's life?
Well, there was a lot of low points. I mean, but they don't outweigh the great. You know, the low points of falling, you know, falling from the top to the bottom. You know, and that's the lowest points of life for anybody. The greatest thing about that, you can fall, but, you know, the key is, are you able to get up and rise?
Yep.
You know, are you able to overcome, you know, overcome what people think and people say? There's a greater purpose in your life when you're able to get up and rise and know who you are and know that you have a purpose, you have a destiny, you have a call. You know, you've been called for greatness to help other people. You've been called to do great things, you know, outside of yourself. It's not about you. It's about somebody else, your experience to help somebody else.
We're visiting with Daryl Strawberry, who is obviously involved with Harvard Park, a documentary on BNT that will be shown. Debut, I guess, April 15th is the kickoff date for that. And Daryl, I was going to ask you, we were looking at some of your stats. You 8-time All-Star, 4 World Championships. I was looking at some of your home run totals. As a guy who was consistently, you know, a pretty solid home run hitter, I think finished with 335 in his career, how do you look at these guys, the steroid era? Do you look at it with – Is it irritate you? Does it? Do you feel they should be excluded from future Hall of Fame consideration? What's your whole thought as a guy who didn't take any drugs, steroids, that is, during your playing career?
No, I don't exclude these guys. You know, it's something that you have to recognize. You know that everyone knew. You know, baseball knew itself. So they turn their face. So why shouldn't you know? Why should what they bought? They like what it brought. It brought excitement. It brought home runs. It brought thrills. It brought different players, you know, from, you know, that came, you know, came along that started to, you know, be home run hitters. And it was part of their era. You know, they shouldn't be held hostage for that. I mean, they made mistakes, of course. Okay, no question about it. You know, but Bonds, McGuire, Clemens, Palmeiro, all these guys were great players. Any player that plays that has had some issues in, you know, in the game of baseball doesn't surprise me because it's what sports is. You know, sports is a game of, you know, of trying things and challenging, you know, for every sports athlete. You know, I was just earlier talking about Pete Rose. Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. He gambled. He had an issue, but it didn't take away from what he accomplished on that field as a player. And these guys, too, the same thing what they accomplished.
Oh, I agree with you on that, and I wish we could talk to you longer, but they're giving us the cut sign, the wrap it up sign. That means your people are saying we can't talk about baseball no more, and I was going to ask you about Dwight Gooden and Bill Buckner and everything else, but it was great talking to you.
Yeah, good luck with the
piece.
All right,
guys,
yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl Strawberry on the show with no name, and we're running late.